former independent candidate. In fact, serial pest at elections. Ran for Higgins in the last federal election, ran in the last state election, formerly with crikey.com.au. Stephen, good morning.
Hi, John. How are you?
Who's given what to whom?
Well, the figures are only for the 06-07 financial year, so we don't know who's funded the last and most recent federal election. So these figures are already 8 months out of date, but at least we do get the full 12 months of figures. And so we get an insight into who funded the last Victorian election campaign, which is interesting. And I guess the story that jumped out for me was probably Walker Corporation giving $100,000 to the Labor Party. And you might remember that Walker recruited Graham Richardson to help with some lobbying to try and get an early start on their project at the Kew Cottages, their $400 million development there. So I think it's interesting seeing things like that. Federally, Dick Pratt's given $200,000 to the Liberals. Whether that continues after his whole cartel problems in coming years will be interesting. Julian McGoran, who famously defected from the National Party to the Liberal Party in January 2006, defected with a $20,000 donation to the Liberal Party, which I thought was quite interesting.
And what, a Member of Parliament donating to the party that he's joined?
Yes. So that's... there was a big furore about Nat defects to Lib, and now we also see that that in the same financial year he actually donated $20,000 to the Liberals. Which is an interesting thing. I mean, McGoran's got a bit of money, as obviously does Evan Thornley, the Labor upper house MP in Victoria, the former paper billionaire. He donated $233,000 to the Labor Party in Victoria in 2006 when he was elected into the upper house.
So in a way, with both Mr. McGoran and Mr. Thornley, I mean, you can't buy a seat in Parliament, but you can certainly improve your prospects of winning one.
Well, I think Evan put a lot of his own money into his campaign.
Clearly.
So I'm not sure that...
Can you jump the queue to get a winnable seat in Parliament is the question that then arises.
Well, it's an interesting one. Evan's quite... You know, he's a good capable MP, was a successful businessman. So, but look, it's interesting that he is spending his own money. A few other quick points. The tobacco money obviously is still flowing to the Liberal Party, although the Labor Party has bans on it. The total receipts in Victoria for the Labor Party were only $11.3 million, in contrast with New South Wales, where the Labor Party up there got $22.7 million. So the developers and the gambling companies in New South Wales give huge sums in Sydney. I'd probably proffer the suggestion that Sydney's not quite as pure a town as Melbourne
The best government money can buy.
Yeah, you can see all those donations that go up there. And
just finally?
Oh, look, Dick Honan, remember the ethanol guy, who the Labor Party hounded for a long time for being too close to Liberals? Well, he gave...
Manildra,
that's right. He gave $200,000 to the Labor Party.
Okay.
So he's putting in some big money up there as well.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks,
we
John.
Shall look with interest and scrutinise it when it comes out shortly.